All right, guys, welcome to the Fight to Unite podcast. And today we're going to cover about why are we skipping the shampoo bowl? This is a very, very big topic in the beauty industry, and there's a lot of chaos about shampooing the hair at the salon, in the sink, at the shampoo bowl. Like, let's get to it. So, I'm your host today. My name is Aaliyah Freeman, and I'm definitely going to share with you guys a lot of things that I've been hearing in the beauty industry, coming from clients as well as coming from professionals. And I want to share definitely a lot of the different views that are out there about shampooing hair, as well as I want to give you some insight on the professional view behind shampooing hair. So the first thing, let's talk about what's out there. I've heard so many things. One of the top things that I've heard is clients are saying, come with your hair already washed. I have gotten so many calls to the salon, and a lot of clients will ask certain questions such as, does a shampoo include in that price? Or they will ask me such things such as, how much extra is it for a shampoo? These are a lot of common things that are in the industry due to the statement, come with your hair already washed, okay? Now, another statement that has been mentioned is, I've shampooed my hair already. I just want a haircut. I've gotten so many different clients that would mention these statements as if it makes a difference for the haircut. And I want you guys to know and understand that there are some things that are not being mentioned when the statement happens. When clients come in and they've already shampooed their hair and they just want to cut, I want you to know that there are some disadvantages that could be overlooked with this statement. And then I've also heard the statement, I shampooed it yesterday, or I only shampoo my hair once a month, or maybe once every other month. You will be surprised of all the different things that are being said about shampooing. And also, we all know that there are people who are against shampoo who only want to do co-washing. Okay, let's get down to it. So the first thing is, come with your hair already washed. This statement is being said by most of the stylists that are in the salon, as well as it's being mentioned from clients who've had that experience, and when they go to other salons, they're still expecting that type of experience. So it's quite a big surprise when they find out that a shampoo is included in the service. It's almost like, oh my God, are you serious? So yes, when people are saying, come with your hair washed, one of the things that I've recognized from a stylist view of why this statement is mentioned is due to the fact that time is money. And when I say time is money, a lot of professionals have not been able to get the proper help that they need to help them so that they're able to maintain their client. One thing about shampooing is it is time consuming. A proper shampoo should at least take you about 15 to 30 minutes at the shampoo bowl. And I say 30 minutes due to the conditions of the client here. And when I'm not going to go into the details of what that looks like, but I'm definitely going to share that with you at the end. So do stay connected with me to find out why it should at least take up to 30 minutes for a shampoo service. So now we do have a lot of stylists that have created this form of laziness where they do not want to shampoo due to the fact that it requires work. It requires time. It requires you to actually take your time and make sure that you are cleansing the client's hair. And if you are struggling with managing your client's time, duration time, what happens is a lot of clients find it a lot easier if a lot of stylists find it a lot easier if clients come to the salon already shampooed and then they can immediately just start with the service. Well, I do think that is not a great idea. There's so many things that I've seen wrong with this. Due to this will cause problems later in the future. When a client comes in already shampooed, these are the things that I want you to consider. You have to consider the fact that what if a client is not educated on what type of shampoo to use based on their hair type. So what you have now done is expose them to going based upon their own knowledge to shampoo their hair so that they can have their hair cleaned for you to actual service the day of. Now, a lot of braiders use this technique, and also I've seen general stylists use this technique. But here's what I'm noticing when clients are doing that. If they're using the improper shampoo for their actual hair type, what happens is they can eventually, the hair can eventually appear dry. You may notice like the client hair is dry or maybe the scalp is dry. And these different types of things can cause problems later when they may notice eventually that their hair is breaking or popping due to it becoming so fragile due to lack of moisture. So this is one of the key reasons why it's so important that you do not tell a client to shampoo their hair before their service. You have to recognize the fact that you are the professional and you must be sure that you are giving your client that experience that they need. You are educating your clients on what products should be used. You should be utilizing those products within the salon so that they can actually get the full effect of healthy hair. And also, with the statement of, I've already shampooed my hair yesterday, or I shampooed my hair a few days ago, this is what you want to consider. This client have shampooed their hair a few days ago. Yes, it may look clean, but you have to take into consideration that some people sweat at night while they're sleeping. Some people's hair collects a lot of moisture. Some people's hair, maybe they have put too much of product in their hair from the time they shampooed their hair until they came to the salon. So these are things that you want to take into consideration, that the hair is still not clean if they come in with it already shampooed, because there is a high possibility that there may be sweat, there may be dirt, there may be oils, or there just may be some type of buildup on that hair when they shampooed their hair a few days ago. So you want to be sure that you're shampooing the hair the day of when they come in, cleansing that hair for you can get the fullness of the effect of your actual style that you create on your style, on your client's hair. And other thing is, if someone comes in and said they want to get an actual haircut and you don't shampoo the hair, here's what you are doing. Sometimes you can't see the true definition of a person's hair texture because you didn't shampoo the hair. Or sometimes you're not able to cut the hair effectively. And even too, I've seen people cut the hair too short due to the fact that they didn't, they cut the hair too long or maybe even too short because they didn't shampoo the hair. So you got to look at it when you shampoo the person's hair, you're going to get the accuracy of that curl or the accuracy of the true definition of that person's hair. So definitely be sure that you take the time to shampoo your client's hair before they come, once they come into the salon. Now, I want to explain to you the fullness of the experience when you add in a shampoo service. So, when you add in a shampoo service, I want you to know and understand that you are giving your client the fullness of an experience with you. They get to see and understand and relax. I don't know about you, but every time a client is getting their hair shampooed at the shampoo bowl, the first thing they do is release. They release into the bowl. Why? Because they are at a steady, they are pretty much at ease. They are relaxed. They are in a place like, oh my God, this feels so good. Their muscles are relaxed. So how you shampoo their hair, they will never get that experience at home, because when they're doing it at home, they're using their own muscles and they're not as relaxed to be able to feel the fullness of that shampoo service. So this is why it matters that you shampoo the hair and that you give that client the experience that they need as a professional. Also, too, know that it's the foundation to healthy hair care. Do you know that most of the problems that that hair have can be solved at the shampoo bowl? Just think about it. If a client have dry hair, you can fix that with the shampoo of and restoring the moisture back in their hair. If the person has fragile hair, you can restore that fragile hair at the shampoo bowl by making sure that you add protein treatment to the hair. Also, too, if the hair is very oily and heavy, moisture, lots of product and buildup, all of those things can be done at the shampoo bowl. So this is why it's so important that you know that a shampoo service is going to last you 15 to 30 minutes. It's all according to the person's hair and what condition they may have. Now, another thing that I want you to know and understand is that when you shampoo the person's hair, you also can, too, detangle that person's hair at the shampoo bowl. It makes it a lot easier when the hair is wet, so that you're able to detangle from end to root. And this will help you so that you can have the full control and manageability that you desire at the shampoo bowl. So what happens when your clients use the wrong foundation products, such as your shampoos and conditioners, and you start their hair at, you don't give them a shampoo experience? What happens is you're not going to get the fullness of that style that you're trying to create. For example, if a client says that she's already shampooed her hair and she comes in and she wants you to blow her hair out, let's say that she has very thin and fine hair and she used a lot of products, a heavy moisturizing conditioner that weighed her hair down and made it super moisturizing and oily. Now, because she used the wrong foundation based upon her hair type, what happened now is when you go to put that blow dryer in her hair, then it's now going to pollute the air. And also, too, when you flat iron it, you're going to notice it's not going to be weightless. It's going to be very stiff. So I want you to take that into consideration of the fact that when you start the shampoo service, when they come in, you are in full control of what the outcome is going to look, because you know what is needed for that hair to get the fullness that you're looking for. So, why is the experience so important? It's important because I want you to know that there are three things that you can focus on when you focus on shampooing the hair at the salon. The first thing is, know that it's going to treat all of the hair problems. I let you know, every hair problem can be solved at the shampoo bowl, just about, except for trimming the end. If the person have a color and you need to restore that hair, based upon that color, you can use a blonding shampoo if you're trying to tone the color, or if you want to strengthen the hair due to the color. All of that can be done at the shampoo bowl. Also, too, know that it relaxes the client. Remember, it's all about the experience. And then last but not least, know that it's all about sanitation. It's all about making sure that you are starting with a clean foundation. The hair is clean. The scalp is clean. This is one to make sure that the client is able to get the fullness of that look. And last thing I want to mention is, know that when you shampoo the hair, you are able to put a price on it, because you're giving an experience that they cannot get at home. I don't think it's fair for clients to have to settle for the option of not being able to get the fullness of the experience that they need and desire due to lack of professionalism in our salon. I speak that as a salon professional to others, to encourage you to open up the opportunity to shampoo. Get creative at the shampoo bowl and create custom cocktails that are going to help with the hair care for your client. I want you to know the impact that you will be able to have. You can upsell as well and add in massages. Give them the massage that they need on their scalp, and know that we're in a pandemic. People are prioritizing self-care. So a shampoo is so needed to relax the muscles in the mind, in the head, so that they are able to really, really release all of the frustrations or anything that they may be, any pressures or worries that they may be feeling. You just don't know how your experience can help change their lives. So, I hope that this podcast was very beneficial for you. Let's get back to shampooing at the shampoo bowl. I encourage every salon professional to step up. And let's offer services that our clients need. This is going to help change the industry in so many ways. And also, if you're a client that's listening, I definitely encourage you to be sure that you ask questions. Ask questions about what type of shampoos you should be using. This should be definitely included in the consultation to see what shampoos are needed for your hair texture. What shampoos are needed? You need to know exactly what shampoos are needed so that you're not utilizing a neutralizing shampoo when you need to use a clarifying shampoo. Or you're not using a fragile shampoo when you really need a moisturizing and hydrating shampoo. So do be sure that you connect with your professional and ask questions, as well as salon professional. Create the experience that is needed so that your client can get what they deserve. All right, I hope that this podcast was very useful for those of you who were watching. I look forward to hearing more from you on our next podcast.